The vehicles of the future will race this Saturday in the Mojave Desert. DARPA, the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, is sponsoring a 200-mile overland trek for what it calls autonomous ground vehicles. These robotic satellite-guided machines will attempt to navigate their way from Barstow, California, to Las Vegas, Nevada, without humans at the wheel. There's a $1 million prize for the first vehicle to finish in under 10 hours, if any do. Red Whitaker is with a team from Carnegie Mellon University that created Sandstorm, a modified Humvee that will participate in Saturday's challenge. He spoke with us from the infield at the Speedway in Fontana, California, where qualifying trials are underway.
Sandstorm is a beast of the desert. Some of the basics have the appearance of a bright red rotted H1 Humvee, but outfitted with some heavy armor out front and underneath. It's got a brilliant superstructure, which contains the computers. A distinctive feature is a monocle eye, a huge dome that contains the sensors that view ahead of the machine in the world. There's a fin, like the dorsal fin of a shark, that is right down the back, and atop that are a series of sensors that look up into the sky and out in the world. When it's on the move, it has the appearance of a red dot in the desert with a blaze of dust behind it.
And how does this work on Saturday? There's, a starting gun, and the vehicles that have qualified will take off. And how does it work? What do they do?
Well, the real starting gun is 2 hours before the action, because the course is unknown to any of us until that time. And when the course is revealed, our computers go to work, and we have one of the biggest and best memory servers in the world that is feeding workstations that plan the route, tell us where to go, how to get there, what speeds, what gears. That's conveyed to Sandstorm. There's a two-hour period for that, so somewhere around 6:30, we pull the plug, and that's the last time humans touch the machine.
What would you say is the trickiest part of this race for the vehicle that you're building? What's the biggest challenge for you?
The biggest challenge is to model the terrain that is streaming at this vehicle at very high speeds and while the vehicle is bouncing all over the place. So besides great and fast sensors, we've built a device that's a little bit like the neck of a cheetah. So while the machine is pounding through the desert, that head remains stable. And within the head, the eyes are locked onto the route where the machine intends to drive.
The Pentagon, or DARPA, that's sponsoring this challenge, sees a potential use for military applications, for unmanned vehicles that could help in warfare. What's the appeal of this for you?
Robotics has not yet become very visible in the world, and this event has the possibility that there will be some visibility beyond the laboratory and in the world.
Is there some practical application that you see if you allow yourself to look into the future of where this might possibly lead?
Oh, the technologies that are embedded in these robots today are the same technologies that are going to give us the planetary explorers of the future. Fundamental to every one of them is going to be the kind of position estimation and control, path tracking, ability of these sensors to see the world. Those are the building blocks that are going to constitute all the robots of tomorrow.
Well, Mr. Whitaker, best of luck to your team and to Sandstorm in this race on Saturday.
Thanks very much for that.
Red Whitaker is a professor of robotics at Carnegie Mellon University. There are pictures of the robotic competitors at our website, npr.org.